Blog Talk Radio.
What a great hymn on prayer. It's a sermon. It's a great sermon in song on why we need to pray, to whom we need to pray to. And we should take the message to heart. Welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. I hope you're doing well on this Friday, July 28th, we're winding down on series on how God delights in the prayer of the upright, His upright people, His upright sons and daughters cry out to God from the depths of their hearts, because that's what prayer is. Prayer is talking to the Lord from the depths of your heart. Whether your heart be joyful, whether your heart be broken, whether you're just seeking to talk to your Heavenly Father, it should all proceed from the heart. We should never render God any lip service. When we flap our gums and flap our lips and just utter up mindless prayers, senseless prayers, God rejects it because the heart is nowhere to be found. Our scripture text for this series has been Proverbs 15:8, and it reads, it draws a contrast between two kinds of people on earth. The earth, planet earth, is filled with two kinds of people, the wicked, the righteous, the sinner, the upright, two kinds of people, sheep and goats, wheat and tares. That's what the Bible teaches. When God looks at planet earth via a spiritual lens, he sees those who seek him diligently and those who ignore him diligently. So the text reads, Proverbs 15:8, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. In contrast, the prayer of the upright is God's delight. Let's pray. Dear God and Heavenly Father, we again come to you, praying, believing, trusting, hoping against hope, looking to him who is invisible, to the unseen God who is omnipresent, always present, everywhere present. We turn to you, O Lord, in faith. Hebrews 11:7 says, those that come to God must believe that he is, and that indeed he is the rewarder of them who diligently seek him. Bless us, Lord, as we draw near in prayer. Bless us, O God, as we trust in you. We are your holy people, approaching our Holy Father, whose name needs to be hallowed. His name needs to be sanctified on our lips and in our hearts and in our minds. Hallowed be thy name. O Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name, a holy God, anxious, delighting in hearing his holy people talk to him. Bless us, Lord. Holy Spirit, have your way with our hearts and minds. Bless us, we pray. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being with us all week, for drawing us closer God the Father, and revealing in greater depth the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless us today, Holy Spirit, we pray. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen and amen. We have here a scripture text, 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 8 is our key text. It's the text by which we established our prayer meeting at Grace Church. It's called the Prayer First Prayer Meeting. Why prayer first? Why do we give preeminence to prayer above all other ministerial services? Why do we give preeminence to prayer above preaching, above teaching, even above singing? Why? Because Paul said, put it first. Paul, under the inspiration and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, says to the church, says to us, said to the church ancient, says to the church present, put prayer first. And he makes it part of an exhortation. This is an exhortation. He says here in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, I exhort, therefore, it's an exhortation. It's a strong, strong command. I exhort, therefore. Now, let's read the entire passage. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 8.
Therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men.
As you can see in verse 1, he says, here are the components of prayer. They are supplications, which is a list of supplies that you and I need. We're to put those on a piece of paper, or we can have them enumerated in our minds. So God wants what? Before anything else, he wants us to bring him a list of things that we need. They're called supplies, supplications. And then prayers are what we would call 911 calls. If you have an emergency need, dial. You know, society has a number that you call if there's an emergency. It's called 911. If you want information, you call 411. But if there's an emergency, you dial 911. You have supplications. Come before God with your list of needs. Then, if need be, come to God with your emergency calls, which are prayers. Then intercessions. Intercessions are when you stand in the gap when you pray on behalf of other people. When you come across other people, other saints, other believers, other brothers and sisters who are in desperate need, you begin to pray on their behalf. That's an intercessor, an intercession. And that would make you an intercessor. And then, of course, after you've presented to God your supply needs, after you've presented to God your 911s, if you have any, after you've made your supplication to God on behalf of others, then you're to sum everything up by what? By thanking him. Thank him. And not just thank him, but thank God for blessing all men. That it should be made for all men. Let's continue reading.
For kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Who...
You see, prayer for ourselves and prayer for others and prayer for governmental leaders and prayer for politicians and people in authority like policemen and the FBI and the CIA, prayer for all of these different agencies that are supposedly there to keep us safe. All these prayers that we bring before God is good and acceptable in whose sight? God, our Savior. God is not our Santa Claus. That's not what he is. God is not our genie. Rub this lamp three times. Rub the lamp of prayer three times, and he will grant you three wishes. No, God is not our genie. God is not our Santa Claus. God is what? He is our Savior. The business of the people of God is to lead others to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. This is good. This is why the upright exist. Upright men and women, righteous men and women who make up the church. These people pray. Their prayer is what? The prayer of the upright is a delight unto the Lord. Why? Because he tells us that prayer is good and acceptable in his sight. Especially when we're praying for revival, especially when we're praying for a visitation, especially when we're praying for God to save people in our neighborhood. We're praying for every street. We're praying for every family who lives on every street. We're praying for God to save, to redeem, to rescue from the powers of sin, the powers of death, the powers of Satan, and the powers of this world. Listen, those are very strong powers. The world has a tight grip on people. Satan has a tight grip on people. The flesh, the sin nature, has a tight grip on people. And when a person succumbs to the world, Satan and the flesh, then death gets a hold of these people and puts such a tight grip on them that he doesn't let them go. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will what? What does God want? Well, verse 4 tells us.
Who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth.
What is God's desire? God's desire is that all men would be saved. How are men saved? Men and women are saved when they come to the gospel truth, when they come to the knowledge of the truth that can only be found in the person and work of Jesus Christ. Verse 5.
For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time, for which I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I am speaking the truth in Christ and not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. I desire, therefore, that the men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting.
And there you have it. Paul's desire, as is God's, is that the upright pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands. What does holy hands mean? Well, when men and women stand before God, they can lift up their hands and say to God, I haven't stolen anything. I haven't taken anything. Look at my hands, Lord. They're holy. I have not taken that which belongs to my neighbor. I have not taken his cow. I have not taken his sheep. I haven't even taken his wife. Holy hands. Hands that have no guilt on them. Hands that have done no wrong. Lifting up holy hands without what? Wrath. There's no blood on my hands. I haven't hurt anyone. I haven't done anyone wrong. I am not a Cain. I have not spilled Abel's blood. And doubting, which is what the wicked do. The wicked doubt God. They doubt that God exists. They doubt whether there be a God. They doubt whether there's a God who judges. That's why they sin with impunity. They doubt hell. They doubt the judgment seat. They doubt the day of judgment. They doubt that God will punish the wicked. They doubt because they're semi-atheists or complete atheists. They doubt. Those of us who come to God must believe that he is. He is there, although we don't see him. And that he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. It says here in the second bullet point, the upright man and women pray because they are severely vexed and very weary of Satan, sin, and the world. Are you not vexed by what you see in society? I am. I am weary. I am tired of Satan, sin, and the world. Satan, sin, and the world are constantly encroaching upon holy church. The world, Satan, and sin are making inroads into the church. That should weary us. That should severely vex us. We are to counter and repel these three enemies by constantly making an unceasing appeal to God for divine aid. God delights in the upright's unceasing appeal for fellowship and help. I pray every day because I enjoy God's company. I want to walk with my Heavenly Father as Noah did, as Abraham did, as Job did. Here's this little piece of this famous poem. Day by day, the promise reads, daily strength for daily needs. Cast foreboding fears away. Take the manna of today. I hope and pray that this series was a blessing to you. It's been a blessing to me just to delve into the Word of God and just to know, just to have what I already know reinforced. That the prayer of the upright is a delight to the Lord. Thus, let us, dear saints of the Lord, let us keep praying unceasingly. Let us continue to come before the Lord. And if you ever stumble, if you ever say, well, I don't know if prayer is working, just listen to that hymn. Did you think to pray? Let that sermon in song exhort you back to the prayer closet. I want to close today's teaching and this week's teaching with the hymn, Teach Us to Pray, another sermon in song. God bless you.
Bye.